Thank you. Thank you to those that have worked so hard to organize this rally. I am so proud to be here today, to have a chance to stand up and be counted for a principle that is dear to all Americans, the principle of religious freedom. It is so ironic that so many of our ancestors brought their lives from around the globe to come to this country so that they could practice their faith fully and freely and without persecution from their governments. This was such an important principle that it is enshrined in our Bill of Rights. It is sad today that we have arrived at a point where our own federal government has chosen to ignore this important principle. Our country is stronger and better because of the free practice of religion. Most Americans practice a religion. They believe that the principles of their faith lead to a better life, a life of putting others, their families, their communities, their neighbors, ahead of themselves. The widespread practice of religion shouldn't threaten anyone, certainly not our government. Religion and government are not in some kind of competition. Rather, religion has always provided the moral basis for many of our laws. And both religion and government should be committed to the same goal, to improving the lives and the opportunities for all. The free practice of religion does not undermine our country or our government. It makes it stronger. I love being Catholic. I love the practice of my faith. It gives my life an important higher meaning and purpose. But by the same token, I love and appreciate those that are not Catholic, but practice their faith. Our Protestant friends, our evangelical friends, our Jewish friends, our Muslim friends, and yes, our Mormon friends. Because I know their lives are also filled with a meaning more important than self, that they strive to be kinder, more generous, more restrained. Our goal isn't to be better than others. Our goal is striving to be better ourselves. And the secular world tempts us to be me-centered, to put ourselves first, to satisfy our appetites and wants. And there are those who believe in these cavalier principles. Do what you want without restraint. If it feels good, do it. Live for today. Our faith stands in strong contrast to these values. It provides the guiding principles upon which we can build a better life, a foundation of service, and a foundation for our children and grandchildren. The question for each of us is, who is going to define the personal value system, the mandates and principles upon which we are going to build our lives? In the United States, the freedom of religion means that each of us have the right to answer that question for ourselves. We get to decide. Today, there are those that believe that the government can decide the principles of a good life, and that their mandates can override the principles of faith and religion. They believe they can force us as Catholics to offer and pay for services that our faith believes is wrong. We are here today to unite our voices with Americans across this country and say, no, you cannot. For many of us, we practice our faith in a more quiet or personal way most of the time. But we have taken to the public square. We have raised our voice in outrage because we will not allow the government to decide how a faithful life is to be lived. I want to especially thank the leaders of my church, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop Thomas Kurtz, and other Catholic leaders across this country for the brave and unwavering stand they have taken. This is not easy. Our government is strong, and retaliation is possible, maybe even probable. for those that have to ensure access to sacraments, manage the budget, oversee our charitable endeavors, maintain our Catholic hospitals, teach our children from first grade through advanced degrees, and serve American Catholic spiritual needs, we are here to say you are not alone. We are standing proudly with you. But let me say one more thing. You have reminded us as Catholics, in particular, and all Americans everywhere, that we as Catholics believe in life, every life, and that every child is a gift from God. And in response to that value, our church reaches out to the poor, to the sick, to the homeless, to the imprisoned, whether they are Catholic or not. We will not allow the secular values that are in direct conflict with our holy beliefs to be imposed on our church or on its ministries. For the Catholic Church to be required to buy and pay for contraception, drugs that induce abortion, and sterilizations would be an outrage. We are here to say no. This cannot stand. We are proud Americans. We are proud Catholics. And we believe in life, and we stand together. Thank you.